Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the orientation for Mawu's Goddess Mystery School. Oh, yes. And this has been such a long time in coming. And so I am so very grateful that you are here at this moment in time. If we're just meeting for the first time, hey, my name is Abiola, but you know that you signed up for for Mawu's Mystery School with me, right? My name is Abiola Abrams, and I'm actually broadcasting from Guyana in South America. I'm south of the border. And if you happen to be watching this on replay at this moment, it is January 1st, 2022, when we are recording this. And the thrilling thing about any time that I am doing a new course or new circle or new group, new offering, new sacred container, is that I usually do the first iteration of it, the first gathering, completely live and interactive. So all of you who are a part of this first cohort, this program is really being made around you, around your desires, around your wishes, which are, you know, as a reflection of the greater community. So if you are within the sound of my voice, you are an extremely powerful manifester, and this is going to be a powerful program. And I want to just invite you to just know just a little bit of logistics and logistical stuff. So we are right now in our virtual classroom, aka a Zoom. There's a chat. You're free to chat. You're free to ask questions. I know that in the beginning, it's often slow to get the chat going because people are nervous and all of that. But we are sisters. We're sistering on this journey together. So there's nothing wrong, everything right with you jumping in, introducing yourself. If you have questions, usually during most sessions, I will either incorporate them if they are part of the teaching, or address them at the end, or let you know that they will be addressed in a future lesson. So it's always fine to ask questions. This is a feminine flow container. And in fact, I am holding my infant daughter as we are here together creating this beautiful sacred space. This program is a long time in coming. This program is about tapping into and awakening your divine feminine gifts, remembering, putting back together who you are, who you were born to be. This program, the objective is for us to shift, for you to shift into the paradigm of the sacred feminine, which is the goddess frequency. I call it the goddess frequency, to embody the goddess within for three reasons. There are three main gifts, many gifts, but three main places where those gifts lie. So there is you fall more deeply in love with yourself, number one. Number two, in the goddess frequency, you are able to speed up your manifestations. So the time between, you know, something hitting your heart, hitting your mind, and it hitting your life is accelerated. And you also raise your consciousness. You raise your consciousness level. So this program is very exciting because you are going to, you know, the subtitle for Mawu's Goddess Mystery School is Cards, Conjuring, and Consciousness. So you're going to learn how to work with divination, which is a major tool throughout all kinds of every single, I've done the research, almost every single African spiritual practice. So you're going to learn how to work with, specifically in this course, we're going to learn how to work with cards. And there's a poster behind us of my African Goddess Rising deck. You're going to learn to work with the cards as a tool for uncovering your your unconscious, your subconscious beliefs and thoughts that are holding you back and blocking you from being who you are. Because this program, again, is about you shifting the paradigm that you are currently in and shifting into a paradigm where you are unapologetically in love with yourself, where you are a master manifester, and you are raising the consciousness in your life so high that you being present in any situation automatically shifts the energy. We are energetic beings, and I know that you can feel it. I know that you, just by virtue of you being here, you can feel what my energy level is, and you can probably feel the energy level of the other goddesses who are here in this circle. And that's what we're going to be doing. That's what the purpose of this program is. And also, for those of you who are going to be joining us in at the Goddess of Manifesting Retreat in Tobago in June. If you are not, please consider joining us. If you happen to be just somehow happened on this recording and you're not in Mau's Mystery School, please join Mau's Mystery School. But the beautiful thing about a sacred container where we can be in person is the immersive nature of it. And the ability to shift energy is what manifestation is. It's what self-care and self-love is. It is the ability to shift worlds, the ability to program, to reprogram our world to be what we are wanting it to be. Okay, so that is what this is all about. That's what this is all about. So we're going to be working with cards. As I said, we're also going to be working with ritual, which is a scary word for many people. But because everything is energy, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can be summoned. It can be molded. It can be cast. It can be worked with. We are going to be working with ritual, the power of ancient ritual as it applies to our lives today. And I will share with you, my daughter was born on the 18th of December. And I feel safe to share that here as a sacred container. We have a lot of beliefs in my cultural background as a Guyanese person. My traditions that I inherited come mostly from West Africa, from Benin, from Nigeria, from Ghana. Very heavily Akan traditions. And one of them that I was blessed to participate in is that when you are the mother to a new baby, you have a 9-day lying in. And it's very interesting. 9 days recurs through a lot of our rituals in our culture. And it's beautiful to be here with everyone just living these cultures, these rituals, and not questioning them just being a part of everyone's life and the way that everyone is functioning. For me, as a descendant, as a daughter of this culture who grew up in New York City, you know, we question everything. And I happen to just know the roots of these practices from my father, who I inherited a lot of knowledge from him, but then also from doing a lot of research for my recent book, African Goddess Initiation, which if you don't have it, it would be very, very helpful for this program for you to have, because I will be referencing it a lot throughout the program. So if you don't have it, definitely please get it. There's a sale. I think Hay House has 50% off on the ebook version. But if for whatever reason it's cost prohibitive to you, just let me know and let's see what we can figure out. So there was the 9-day, 9-day lying in. And my dad shared with me that, because he's the oldest of his siblings, that when his mom had all of his siblings, which I think are like 10 of them or so, my grandmother, Granny Beryl, that after each one, she would do a lying in, which was originally in the room, in the bedroom for 9 days, and everyone would cater to her, and she was in the bedroom for 9 days. So I wasn't in the bedroom for 9 days. I was in my farmhouse here for 9 days. And I also had to leave to go to, you have to go to the pediatrician, et cetera, within that time. But it was beautiful to still know that these traditions are happening and to participate in the way that I was, in the way that I'm able to. Goddess Candace says, wow, I love that, shifting the energy. Yes, Goddess Doreen says, they are out of the cards. Hey House is out of the cards. Okay, so I know some people are anti-Amazon, but go to Amazon. They tend to, I guess, maybe hoard things. I don't know, but there are cards available on Amazon. There are cards. Thank you for letting me know that, Goddess Doreen. I will look into that. But there are cards available on Amazon. So I pulled some cards for us coming into this circle. And one of the beautiful things, as you all get to know each other through this process, and you will, you know, the same way that you are commenting here, when you are in our virtual circle, which if you've taken any course with me, it's the same, you know, setup that we usually have, except for there will be comments at the end of each lesson or circle where you're able to make comments and reply to other people and be interactive, which I encourage you to do. You will start to get to know each other and get to know why you are in this circle together. You think that it's random that Goddess Candace signed up and Goddess Doreen and all of the other goddesses who have not yet, you know, commented, come to the front, say hello, who, you know, you think that it's random, and it is so not. It's not. Anytime I've done any circle, whether it is in person, whether it's online, whether it's one day, whether it's 7 days, whether it's 7 weeks like this, you start to see, this is exactly why I am in circle with these people. This is exactly why these people are here together in this circle. So here are the cards that I pulled. I'm going to share them with you separately. And as you go through this program, you will learn, you'll learn how to read them together. But for now, I just wanted to share them separately, especially since it's the first day of the year. And this is helpful knowledge for this, your goddess year. Type into the comments, this is my goddess year. Now, back in the days, a long time ago, even maybe 10 years ago or something like that, I used to call the goddess year a program that was specifically aimed at single women focusing on being single for a year in order to regain your power. That's not what I'm talking about now, if you remember any of that or, you know, have any of those associations. I'm talking about a year focused on you embodying your goddess self. This is your goddess year. This is the year that will change everything. This is the year that will raise your standards for yourself, not for anybody else. Raise your standards for yourself and how you show up for you, okay? Because I know that you know how to show up for other people. I know that you know that easily. You've got that hands down. This is about you learning to show up for you fully. You being able to claim your voice fully. You being able to receive love fully, you being able to receive money, health, adoration, you being able to manifest, to create worlds, you know, the world around you in the way that you are wanting to. Manifestation is not a new thing. You know, sure, The Secret came out whenever it was, I don't know, it was 10, 15 years ago, whenever, you know, so that seems relatively new, but that's not new. You know, conjure and conjuration is what, you know, your ancestors have been doing. We've been doing this. You've been doing this. Okay. So here are the cards that I pulled. So Sekhmet showed up. Okay. And it's interesting because as soon as I said her name, I got like a little something here. Sekhmet is the energy of the wounded healer, which says to me that, you know, the beautiful goddesses, the queens who are showing up for this journey are all natural healers, natural givers, natural caretakers of the world around them. Be it, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, a lot of people grew up being parentified children, meaning that you had to caretake the adults around you, or maybe you have to caretake, of course, your own minor children or adult children. or your partner, your spouse, all of those things, or the people you work with, all of that. But at the same time, your own wounds are not being attended to. That stops now. The wounded healer energy, we are freeing ourselves from that. Also showed up for us, Erzuli Dantor. Very powerful. You see the sword that she is wielding. Very powerful energy around cord cutting, cord clearing, releasing the things that don't work. One of your very first assignments that we're going to be doing this week. This week is a foundational week. It's this program, although I call it a 7-week program, it really is 8 weeks because this week is where you're going to get everything set up. Okay. So one of the things that I'm going to be asking of you, as I ask in the beginning of a lot of my programs, is for you to make a list of all the things that you are just tolerating in your life. Because if you are just going through life tolerating things, whether it's people, whether it's circumstances, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, you're just feeling, I'm just tolerating this, rather than I'm excited and thrilled and juiced up about this and turned on about this. Your life is going to be a life of toleration. And that doesn't sound good or feel good, okay? So we're going to want to cut the cords. We're going to be doing cord cutting, clearing the energy. Again, it's all about a paradigm shift. Each and every one of us have been programmed. We have been programmed by the well-meaning folks who raised us. We've been programmed by society. We have been programmed by the things that we inherited. We've been programmed by a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with who we are, who we want to be, how we show up in the world. And, you know, the beautiful thing about, you know, having Miss Ruby in the world, you know, is the beauty of just, the, you know, she hasn't been programmed yet, you know? And so, of course, what I want for her is I want her to walk in this world, knowing that she is worthy and deserving of all great things. I want her to walk in this world where it just feels like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I deserve love. I'm worthy of love. Yeah, I deserve wealth. I'm worthy of wealth. Yes, of course I deserve to be happy. Of course I do. Yes. No, thank you to codependent relationships. Don't need any of that. No, thank you to scarcity and lack. Don't need any of that. You know, because all of us who are here are conscious human beings who are consciously wanting to reprogram ourselves, reprogram, you know, the world around us. And that is what this paradigm shifting program is about. Most of us were not consciously programmed into. Some of you, you know, maybe you were fortunate enough to, and our parents did the very best that they could, and that's wonderful to the degree that they were able to, but we don't know what we don't know, right? We all have blind spots. That's why healers need healers, coaches need coaches, teachers need teachers. You know, we all have blind spots. And so we are shining a light on those blind spots to heal them. And, you know, by proxy, healing the world around us, healing the people that we love, healing the relationships, all of those things. And none of that comes from tolerating things. You should not be tolerating, like, oh, I'm just tolerating this. No, you should not be tolerating anything because you deserve more. Type into the comments, I deserve more. And ashe to everyone who is coming and typing into the comments. I know it can be scary, right? You don't know these folks, but it's okay. You do. We're on this journey together. Type into the comments, I deserve more. You do. You absolutely do. You deserve so much more. And so Goddess Erzuli Dantor, who has the beautiful distinction of, this is a Haitian goddess, Haitian energy, and you'll learn about her as we go on. But one of the interesting things about Goddess Erzuli Dantor is that she is one of the goddesses that, you know, spirituality and spirit are shifting energy, and spirit will be for us what we are needing it to be. And in Haiti, specifically, where she comes from, she came up because she was needed by the Haitian people during times of seeking liberation from slavery, liberation from being enslaved. And so, you know, yay, Goddess Christine says it's Haitian Independence Day. That's beautiful. Happy Haitian Independence Day, everyone. No wonder she is showing up for us. That is beautiful. And so, you know, with that energy of liberation within our lives, where a lot of us now are enslaving ourselves or enslaving our, holding ourselves tethered to relationships, holding ourselves tethered to jobs, holding ourselves tethered in a way that, you know, that our ancestors couldn't have fathomed, because supposedly we have choices. Okay, so we're going to enlist her beautiful energy to help us to cut and clear those cords. Another goddess who showed up for you today is an ancestral goddess, Goddess Queen Nefertiti, and she is the goddess of alchemy. And it makes so much perfect sense that she is the goddess of alchemy, because alchemy was initially turning lead into gold. And that's what we're doing. We're turning lead, limiting beliefs, the things that don't work, we're spinning those into the gold of who we are. Because that's what you are. You are pure gold. You are pure, beautiful gold. And so you are an alchemist. You have the capacity to spin the limiting beliefs, the programming that you were given, into gold. Nothing wrong with, you know, receiving programming that, you know, served you maybe at one point in time and no longer does. That's okay. We all are in that together. We all received some programming that, you know, maybe wasn't the best for us. That's what evolution is. That's why every generation should surpass the next one. You know, that's why it's natural that there is conflict between, you know, older generations and younger generations, because we are evolving. So it no longer makes sense. Like, well, why are those people acting like that? You know, younger to older or older to younger. Why are those people acting like that? You know, it is alchemy for you to make a shift, for you to have growth, for you to have evolution within your own life and within your own paradigm. And it is powerful alchemy for you to do that while tapping into the gifts of the divine feminine. Many of those gifts that we were robbed of, many of those gifts that were stolen and taken from us, you know, women traditionally, any number of ways that our voices have been stolen and are still, you know, people telling us what we're able to think and all of those kinds of things. So the beautiful thing is that we are taking back our voices. We are taking back our power, because this is your goddess year and you are an alchemist. And so we are going to shift things in a big way. There are going to be things in this program that are going to make you uncomfortable. I'm going to just tell you that straight up. There are going to be things that are going to make you uncomfortable. And that's a good thing, because if it was just about making you comfortable, you wouldn't be growing. You wouldn't be evolving. You wouldn't be learning. So, you know, it is beholden upon you to realize now that, yes, I'm going to be uncomfortable and I'm willing to do that. If we were doing this program in a traditional way, you know, as a rites of passage where we were able to go off somewhere, like say here, I'm in Guyana. So here in the jungles, you know, of my family's country, and live there for 8 weeks and be able to go through the trials and tribulations together. Yeah, we'd be hella uncomfortable. Wouldn't be anything comfortable about that. There is no initiation program at all that will ever make you feel comfortable, because it's about growth and it's about evolution. And so we're going to be looking at every week, you're going to be looking at, you know, there's going to be a goddess energy that we are embodying, and we're going to do ritual around that. But there is also going to be shadow energy, the things that we don't want to look at, the things that make us really uncomfortable. And I'm going to just tell you, you know, just like I tell everybody who comes, you know, coming on the retreat or coming on any program with me, that there are going to be things that are going to rile up in your life where you're going to want to sabotage this journey for yourself to get out of it. And it's not going to look clear. It's not going to look like, okay, I know that I'm scared. I want to get out of this, right? That's too logical. Your subconscious mind doesn't work in logic. The shadow doesn't work in logic. What it says is, how dare you sign up for this program when such and such needs rent money for you to lend them, or you owe that person whatever, or how dare you sign up and go on a retreat and spend all of that money on yourself when, you know, we've got all of these issues and problems, or how dare you trust this woman, Abiola? Look at her. She's got on, you know, a red crown and she's sitting in Guyana. Where is that even? Why are you believing this? This is crazy. That's how it's going to come to you. The shadow speaks to you in procrastination. It speaks to you in saying, you know, maybe this isn't what you need. Maybe you need something more traditional, more logical, more linear, more patriarchal, more, you know, comfortable, all of those things. Goddess Candace says, true. I guess there's no such thing as a comfortable initiation. Nope. Nope. No such thing as a comfortable initiation. And so it's going to come to you in all of those ways. It's going to say to you, wait, this is not, you know, I don't think that I fit in with this. I don't think that they're speaking to me. If you are here, I'm going to just say this once. If you are here, within the sound of my voice, this is for you. You were magnetized here for a reason. You were called here for a reason. And this is your journey, okay? Okay, all right, good. So yes, yeah, so those were the four goddesses that showed up. Oh, I didn't even up, here we go. Those were the three, here is number four. Queen Mother Nanny of Jamaica, and she represents liberation. And I think that it made perfect sense that she showed up in me doing a reading for us before we came on this call, because this is a liberation journey. This is a liberation journey. That's what this is. This is about you finding the freedom to be, do, have whatever you want. I'm going to say that again. This is about you having, finding, creating, living the freedom to be, do, have whatever you want, need, desire. Okay, want, need, desire. You activating your magnet, that magnet that is in your heart, that magnet that is in your womb space, that magnetic energy that you have, that magnetic energy that is your birthright. And that's what a mystery school is. It's about tapping into the mysteries of the universe in order to shift the energy, shift the paradigm. And so there are going to be some things that don't necessarily make sense at the moment. And feel free to ask me to question, you know, again, your questions, your asking is what called forward this program. You manifested this program, you know, all ancient traditions have it where we are the one that is creating the world around us. Rastafarians say, I and I, meaning you and you are a majority, you and spirit, you and, you know, the spiritual consciousness. And it's the same, whether it is Christ consciousness, whether it is the goddesses that we are talking about, whether it is saints or other ascended masters, you and you, I and I, you are a majority. You and your creator are a majority. That's why we say, you know, if your creator be for you, who dare be against you? So this is going to be a powerful journey. And in this foundational week, you're going to begin again by making a list of 28 tolerations. Now, 28 is going to feel like, okay, this is a lot. And most of you will get to about 14 or so, and then it's going to feel like a push for the last 14. So let me explain to you what I mean even more specifically when it comes to tolerations. So everything that doesn't sparked joy, as Marie Kondo says, is a toleration. So there are conversations, for example, that you need to have. You know, we're moving out of the holidays, so maybe there are conversations you need to have. Maybe there are doctor's visits that you've been putting off that you need to do. Those are all tolerations. Maybe there are, you know, there's a bag of dry cleaning that you've been meaning to get done, or the zipper broke on something, or, you know, the button broke off of a coat. You not getting that done, those are tolerations. Those are things that you are merely tolerating, that you're just putting up with. That hole in the rug, or that worn place on the rug where you want to get rid of that rug and get a new one, or you can't stand your silverware, or, you know, your sister-in-law keeps dropping by without calling. All of those are tolerations. So I want you to make a list of everything. You know, most people, when I say tolerations and I invite you to make this list, most people make easily identify people that they're tolerating, or, you know, they're tolerating, you know, their boyfriend or girlfriend or issue, and, you know, or such and such at work talking to them crazy. We identify those easily because those are in other people. But I want you to talk to identify what you're tolerating also within yourself. You know, maybe it is that you keep betraying yourself over and over again by eating something that you have told yourself you no longer want to be eating. You know, so what are you tolerating in your world? Make a list of 28 tolerations, okay? 28. And I'm gonna give you, after this conversation, you will be mailed the link to our learning portal where all of this will be. You'll see all of these assignments. Everything will be clearly there, okay? So list of 28 tolerations, okay? The second thing that I want you to do, Goddess Doreen says, knowing that Erzuli is my major spirit through my Haitian studies and being Jamaican, wow, I know that I am in the right place. Thank you. You're welcome, Goddess. You're absolutely welcome. The second thing that I want you to get is, so it doesn't have to look like this, but we're going to be working with a goddess soul book. Now, if you have read African Goddess Initiation, then you're familiar with the concept of a soul book. Not necessarily if you've never ever heard of it, you've heard of it now. A soul book is basically it's a way to record your journey through this program in a way that you can be able to look back. It's like creating a recipe book. That's the easiest way. A recipe book, a book of shadows, a book of your journey. So it's not a diary. It's not a journal. You know, I encourage you to also have a journal. There will be journal assignments, but this is where you will record. So for example, and don't worry if you don't get this today, I'm going to be sharing this throughout. So for example, we pulled Queen Mother Nanny of Jamaica. So you would record your experience with her on a page in your soul book. So, all right. So this is an empty one. This is not my one that is in New York. This is an empty version. So you would record what, you know, maybe came up for you with a card, or when we do a ritual, you could put your tolerations in there, or, you know, that kind of thing. Things that you're going to want to look back at that are a part of the journey. And it's okay, again, if you don't get it right now. What I will do is I will take that part of the book and I will put that, I will put this also in your learning portal so that you can see clearly what that is and the instructions for that. So just get a book. It can be a plain notebook. It can be a book like that. It can be a loose leaf. It can be whatever works for you. This book I happened to buy off of Amazon. And I love it because it looks ancient. So I've bought it a couple of times. So I will put a link to this one as well in case this is one that works for you aesthetically. It should be something that feels good for you, that, you know, for example, Goddess Doreen, who says, you know, Erzuli is her major spirit through Haitian studies and being Jamaican. And so she would write about that, the things that she studied. And she might even, if she feels like drawing, draw Goddess Erzuli, or she might, you know, if she has a couple of decks of cards, she might take a card, she might glue cards inside of the book. She would make a visual document that feels good, that warms your heart when you are looking through it. Okay. All right, good. Now, the other thing is that throughout, because we're going to be doing rituals, I'm going to be giving you ingredients to get for specific rituals. So next week, just to give you a heads up, next week we're going to be making an altar. So just to give you a heads up, so next week I'm going to ask you to gather things for an ancestral altar. So that may mean family pictures if you have access to that, or, you know, candles, all of those kinds of things, feathers, whatever works for you. But that is coming up next week. I'm just giving you a heads up to know what is coming. I also want to invite you to please bring some powdered cinnamon, get some powdered cinnamon for an upcoming ritual. The day that is going to be, the 2 days that are going to be most key in this journey are going to be Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is going to be our circle session. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's okay if you can't make it to anything. Every single thing will be recorded. And again, you're going to be commenting on the bottom of things, and we're going to be interactive. All questions will be answered, so it's totally okay. But if enough people tell me that Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time time slot doesn't work for you, then I will move it up to something during the day. So feel free to let me know if you feel like that's a hard time for you, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am amenable to us shifting it, okay? But that is going to be our weekly circle time. Then on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to be where you are going to either have a guest teacher, or it's going to be the shadow session, or you will be given pre-recorded materials. There are going to be a variety of different things that can happen on Thursdays by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But our live interactive time is Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So your homework for this week, your love work. Let's see. Homework. It's not homework. Is it love work? Is it goddess work? Your goddess assignment for this week is, so twofold, you're going to get your joy work. Ooh, I love that, Goddess Doreen. You're going to get your tolerations list, 28 of them, okay? 28 on your list. Number two, you're going to get a goddess soul book. It can be as simple or as complicated as you would like it to be. Simple or as complicated as you would like it to be. Number three, you're going to get some ground cinnamon, just bring it to the circle, and you're going to anticipate that next week you're going to be making an altar, so you want to be ready for that. Also with your materials, you may want to get the book African Goddess Initiation, and you may want to also get this deck, the African Goddess Rising Oracle Card Deck, because we're going to be working with this all throughout the program, okay? So this is going to be a phenomenal journey. Again, if somehow you're listening to this and you haven't signed up for my Woo's Mystery School, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Definitely go to womanifesting.com and sign up. If you're not coming yet to Tobago, to the Goddess of Tobago, the Goddess of Manifesting Tobago Retreat, definitely go to Goddess Pray Love and register for that as well. You are a powerful manifester, and all of the stories that we have heard of lack are not true. The stories of lack are lies, and you have the power to make this your goddess year, your most phenomenal year yet. This is going to be a really exciting year for you, a really powerful year for you. We're going to be releasing guilt. We're going to be releasing shame. We're going to be releasing the beliefs that hold you back. We're going to be releasing the things that you think are a part of your personality, but are really just a part of your programming that no longer serve you, so that you can shift everything and be who you were born to be. Do what you were born to do and have what your heart desires. Okay? Yes. I want to scream, but I don't want to wake up Miss Ruby. You got to get used to it, baby. Your mama's loud. So that is what we are doing, goddesses. Are we receiving that today? And I want to give love and kudos to all of the goddesses who had the courage to come and comment in this first session. This is going to be a beautiful journey, a really, really beautiful journey. And I just want to congratulate you for saying yes to yourself, because I know that a lot of stuff comes up. I know that it is not always easy. And I just want to just let you know that I'm your sister on this journey, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Yay! All right, so Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when I'm going to see you. And later today, you will be emailed a link to the portal. Also, many of you, I noticed actually going through, a lot of you have notifications turned off, or you've opted out of emails in Teachable, which is what houses the program. And so then you wouldn't necessarily get the emails. So that's just something to look into. If you have unsubscribed, then you wouldn't get the emails, but you still have access to everything. Once you sign in, everything's there, but you won't get email reminders or notifications or things like that. So something to look into. All right. Yay. All right, goddesses, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Happy New Year. It's 2022, y'all. Or if you're watching this in the way future, it's whatever year it is. But for us, it is 2022, and we are doing the darn thing. Sabona, goddesses. And that means we see you. Bye.